This is Pat Prescott from the Waves Morning Show. When I was at our Sunday brunch a few weeks ago, I ran into Robbie Butler, who is the president of the Speak Up Empowerment Foundation Incorporated and creator of the Miss Single Mom Empowerment Forum. It's coming up on April 21st at the Long Beach Airport Marriott Grand Ballroom. And I've got Robbie on the phone to talk to us a little bit about it today. Hi, Robbie.
Good morning, Pat.
Congratulations on putting on this wonderful event. This is the third year. Right?
This is our third year. Yes, you're absolutely correct. And each year it just gets bigger and better, and our excitement just continues to grow at the great response we're getting from the single moms in the community.
Tell us a little bit about why you decided to start doing this 3 years ago.
Very, very good question. I wrote my book, Miss Single Mom, Yes You Can. It's a self-help guide which targets the younger single mom with success strategies. And as a result of that, I would send out a biannual newsletter just talking about things that the book was doing, the impact it was having. And then I started getting feedback from the reading audience. They were asking if there was some way to create a conference or a day where the single moms could come together and talk about some of their common goals, some of the common challenges that they were running into. It sort of planted the seed in my mind. And then one of my partners, Ms. Barbara Sullivan, she's CEO of Sullivan International, she also expressed the same sentiment to me. She said, Robbie, you should do a conference. And I thought about it for about 10 seconds, and I said, you know, Barbara, you're right, and I will, if you'll help me. And that's how this whole thing began.
So where does your passion come from for this issue? Are you a single mom yourself?
I am. I am divorced. I actually have walked in the steps of the single mom from two different angles. I was a teen single mom, and I later was married very successfully. And it was great for a long time. And then we eventually divorced. And so those are the shoes that I walk in right now. So I understand the challenges associated with being a single mom. I understand what it's like to just want to save time, just want to save money, just want to have access to the resources that can make a difference in your life as a single parent.
Now, you address a lot of this in your book. Talk about how you actually deal with some of these challenges. For example, I know that as a single parent, just being in all the places that you have to be in support of children, seems like to me kids are doing a whole lot more than we used to do when we were growing up, and I thought we were busy.
You are absolutely right. The very first thing I suggest that you do is create a support group, because this is a big job and it's just so much to try to do all by yourself.
Right.
And when you begin to create a support group, not only do you help yourself, but you also help the other people in your group, because you guys are shouldering the load together. You know, for example, you may have a class that you're taking at night, but your neighbor or your friends may be home. And so they're able to watch your children for you for an hour or two while you go take that class that you're working on to help you get that advanced degree. Or if when you have an infant, you don't want them to run around with you all the time when you're running errands. If you have someone in your support group that can help look after your children, babysit for a little bit, and of course you're going to return the favor. It's not just take. It's a give-take situation. That I find to be one of the most helpful things for most single parents that I speak with, finding a support group.
And that is a lot of what happens at an event like this, when you get a bunch of women together who have the same issue and who relate to each other in so many ways. I'm sure people walk out of that room with a much larger support system than they had when they got there.
Absolutely, they do. We provide a great opportunity for networking, and that's what it's all about. Not only are you finding resources that you need, but you're finding people to help build your support group with. And that is so critical, especially in the life of a busy working single mom. There's no way you can juggle all of those responsibilities and maintain your balance and maintain your sanity. Because it's crazy. You mentioned earlier the kids are doing so much more than we did with access to the internet. Oh, my God, just the advancement of so many school programs, social, recreational programs, and of course our children want to be involved in everything.
Yeah, and since they've taken, you know, arts and sports out of the school so much, then that becomes another thing outside of school that you have to deal with. So I know that these issues are the kind of things that will be dealt with certainly by your guest speakers. I'm talking, by the way, to Robbie Butler, president of the Speak Up Empowerment Foundation Incorporated. She is the creator of the Miss Single Mom Empowerment Forum. It is happening this year, April 21st. And tell us a little bit about some of the special guest speakers and some of the activities that you have planned for this year.
I sure will. It would be my pleasure. We are providing two panels of expert speakers for our audience. We have this year attorney Margot Boucher, who is a fabulous family law attorney. We also have Ms. Keisha Nix, the executive director of the LA Lakers Foundation. She will be talking about empowering your youth to succeed. We have Ms. Melissa Guy, who is the owner of Asset Media Group, and Melissa is also president of the Signal Hill Chamber of Commerce. So Melissa is going to talk to the women about those wonderful business ideas they have and how to transform those ideas into reality. Because it doesn't take a whole lot to start your business. You just have to take that first step. Ms. Kim Morrow will be there with us. She's going to really drive home how that empowerment will jumpstart your life, and it'll just take you in an upward direction straight to the moon if you let it. Kim is the owner of the Urban Philanthropy Corporation, and that's what her company does. They empower your success. They give back. Oh, and let me not forget, we also have Miss Candy Lewis.
Love Candy.
Yes, yes. Her focus is on combating domestic violence, and we know that is a big issue in the lives of a lot of women, unfortunately.
Yes.
And not only that, will Candy talk about combating domestic violence, we're going to take a look at this whole human trafficking issue that's going on.
You know, so these are very important issues, and these and more will be touched on at the event. It is a day filled with not only remarkable speakers, but they're providing complimentary child care. There are mentor matching opportunities, some dynamic giveaways. I heard the gift bags are going to be off the chain.
They are absolutely amazing, thanks to our wonderful product sponsors. Yes.
And let's not forget about the De-Stress and Pamper Center. That's
going to be
very popular.
To go in for a makeup transformation, and you also get to sit in the chair of our wonderful masseuse, Mr. Lee Williams. I tell you, he's got the best hands in the West.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, it is not too late for you to register to participate. Just visit speakupempowermentfoundation.org for more information. You have missed the cutoff to be guaranteed the meals, but you will be able to enjoy all the rest of this. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a free event. Thank you very much, Ms. Robbie Butler.
May I thank my wonderful team, because I'm only as good as the phenomenal team that's backing me up. Ms. Barbara Sullivan, CEO of Sullivan International, Dr. Faranaz Kalegi, Executive Director of the Long Beach Community Improvement League. I love you. I thank you for partnering with me on this absolutely amazing venture.
And one other thing I'd like to suggest to our radio family, if you are interested in supporting this effort and making it possible for Robbie to continue to do this free event, you can make a financial donation to help support the program. There is a GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/empowermentforum. We will put all this information up on our website. But if you go to speakupempowermentfoundation.org, you can get all the details on this and about the great work that Robbie Butler and her organization are doing in our community.
Thank you so much, Pat.
I want to thank you for spending some time talking to us about this today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Anytime. And we love the Wave, because the Wave has shown us that you love us. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. We've been talking to Robbie Butler today, president of the Speak Up Empowerment Foundation Incorporated and creator of the Miss Single Mom Empowerment Forum. I'm Pat Prescott.